The Brennan Center for Justice issued a report recently on the security and reliability of voting machines used across the country. The report says that 43 states are using machines that are nearly at the end of their expected lifetime, and that includes voting machines used in Vermont. So what is Vermont doing about it? Secretary of State Jim Condos oversees elections. VPR's Bob Kinzel talked with him about how Vermonters cast their ballots.
The Brennan Center report paints a pretty bleak picture about the condition of voting machines around the country. Tell us about what the situation is here in Vermont.
I will. First of all, I do want to say that the Brennan Center report raises a very important question: the need nationwide to modernize our elections equipment and infrastructure overall. I really don't want to minimize this topic because it is a serious issue, and nationwide it is really serious. We're fortunate here in Vermont in that our machines do not get the use that you will see in a lot of other places around the country. Let me use an example. The city of Burlington has about 17,000 ballots that were cast in the 2012 election, and the city of Boston had 255,000, about 15 times the number of the city of Burlington. That's equivalent of 15 years worth of elections that Boston had versus the Burlington numbers. So our numbers, and Burlington's our biggest city, and from there the numbers go down quickly. Our vote totals are much lower, and we do not see the problems that you see elsewhere. Secondly, we actually here in Vermont have a service contract with our supplier of these machines, and they service those machines whether they were used or not, each and every year, and this helps to maintain them in good quality. We have not had any real problems with any of the machines. We don't anticipate any problems going forward.
And you do a pretty rigorous audit of the machines following every election, don't you?
We absolutely do, and it was something actually that came about when I was in the legislature. We added, at that time, we used to do four cities or towns, and we would actually audit two races in each of those towns. This past year, we tried a new system, and we were able to do six towns. We were able to do all the races that were involved, including local races in that town, and we were able to do it in half the time that it took us to do the other ones. And what we have found so far through our audits is that our vote tabulators are far more accurate than our hand counts.
Am I right to say that all towns in Vermont either have what's known as an optical scan machine? That's when a voter fills in a circle by a candidate's name and then the ballot is fed into a tabulating machine, or they use paper ballots that are still counted by hand.
That is correct. We have about 110 or 112 cities and towns that use the optical scan machines. They represent, and by July of next year, that number will be up to 130 towns. And we have that; those 130 towns will represent about 80% of the vote total.
Would you like to see more towns move to the optical scan machines?
The optical scan machine, it's really a town. It's a townwide issue, and it currently what it is there is a mandate by the state. The law was passed last year that any town over 1,000 registered voters must use an optical scan machine. As I have said earlier, they're more accurate, and we have found that the vote totals are actually produced much quicker, within minutes. So yes, it would make sense. However, there is a cost to these machines, and the cost right now is between $5,000 and $6,000 per. So, do you really want to use one, pay for one for a town that maybe only has 300 voters?
The Brennan Center report also discusses new technologies that can be used in the future. They talk about a touchscreen computer model as one of these new devices. What are your thoughts about that form of voting?
Well, fortunately, when I was served on the Government Operations Committee around 2002 or 2003, I forget exactly when, I actually was the one that put the motion that to the committee that we must have a paper ballot at the end. There are towns or states, I should say, across this country right now that use what they're called DREs, which are touchscreen votes. And those things can get out of the monitors can get out of calibration, and you might think you're clicking on Bob Kinzel's name, and you might be picking on John Dillon's name next to it because of the way that the monitor looks. So it is a problem, and we're not convinced. Well, certainly we can't even use those types of machines in Vermont unless there's a paper ballot at the end of the day, and I'm not convinced that it's the best way to go.
If you do have a recount, then what you're really doing is going in and just checking the tabulation on the machine as opposed to looking at a ballot and sending it through the optical scan machine again.
That's exactly right. In fact, when we do the audits at the end of the year, at the end of the general election, what we do not use the same machine that was used at that election. We use a different machine totally to make sure that there was no problem. You know, the other factors that the Brennan Center report raised were using Wi-Fi or using the broadband connection to, you know, a central location and whatever, and the chances of security hacks that could be breached. We do not have to worry about that here in Vermont because our machines are not connected to the internet in any way. These machines are freestanding. The chips are held in the vaults once they receive the chips at the town clerk's office, they're put into the vault and kept there. So it's a matter of, you know, we have the chain of command on those chips. We have, and these machines actually operate on two software systems. One operates the machine, the other operates the scanner. So it's actually a dual operational system that makes it work better.
Some towns, some states are talking about internet voting. What do you think of that idea?
I think in the report you'll see that there was an MIT professor that does not think too highly of this idea, and I'm with him. We're not at the point. We can send a ballot out we send a lot of ballots to overseas and military voters by email, but they still have to mail the actual print the ballot, fill it out, and then send it back to us.
So it sounds like, in general, despite what the Brennan Center said about many states, in the state of Vermont, you think we're in pretty good shape.
Our machines are stable, reliable, and accurate, and I have total confidence in the ones that we do have. I do think that you know, we are already looking for the future. We know that the future is coming, and the technology is changing very, very fast at this point. I'm actually not sure we're going to be using freestanding tabulators, OptiScan tabulators in the future. We may not even have to print ballots in the future, because what will happen is it'll be a print on demand right at the polling place, and you'll be able to go into the office or into the polling location, and once you're registered, they'll print a ballot for you directly, and then you fill that ballot out and run it through whatever scanning technology we're using at that point. The technology is changing so fast, Bob, that in many cases, some of this new technology is using off-the-shelf scanners, so we're not going to have the high cost that we have today. And Vermont is very fortunate. In 2002, there was a lot of HAVA money, Help America Vote Act money, that was sent out. We have been very frugal in the Secretary of State's office. We're one of the few states that actually has some of that money left over. And the reason we kept that money and have been frugal with it is to ensure that we had enough money to pay for the next generation machine, whatever that machine is.
So despite what new technologies might be implemented in Vermont, there still will always be a paper ballot.
Unless the legislature changes the legislation, yes. And my recommendation would always be that we have a paper ballot.
That's Vermont Secretary of State Jim Condos speaking with VPR's Bob Kinzel. You can read more about the Brennan Report on voting machines online. Go to vpr.net/Vermont Edition.